Autism and eating disorders. Autism and eating disorders often intersect, with research indicating that autistic people are at a higher risk of developing an eating disorder. Sensory sensitivities, rigid routines, and challenges with emotional regulation and interception are common traits in autism that can contribute to unhealthy eating habits and nutritional deficiencies. Understanding these unique challenges is crucial for developing effective, tailored treatments that address both the autism diagnosis and the specific eating disorder symptoms. Catalyst Care Group 2024 Survey. Take part in shaping the future of the health and social care sector by sharing your personal experiences as a family member, your perspectives as a support worker, employee dynamics, your commissioning challenges. Join the conversation. Challenges faced by ASD individuals related to eating. People living life through the lenses of autism spectrum disorder, ASD, often face challenges related to eating, primarily due to sensory processing challenges. Many autistic people have heightened sensitivity to the texture, color, and smell of food, which can make mealtimes overwhelming. Foods that are too crunchy, too mushy, or have strong odors might be intolerable, leading to very selective eating habits. This sensory sensitivity can result in a limited diet, with individuals often sticking to foods that meet their sensory preferences. In addition to sensory challenges, the need for routine and resistance to change, common in autism, can increase eating difficulties. Some autistic people might insist on eating the same foods prepared in the same way every day. Any deviation from this routine can cause significant distress. These strict eating patterns can limit the nutritional variety and contribute to eating disorders. Social and emotional factors, such as anxiety and the pressure to fit in, can further complicate eating habits for people on the autism spectrum. Undernourishment in autistic individuals. Undernourishment is a significant risk for autistic people due to selective eating habits and sensory processing challenges. A restricted diet often lacks essential nutrients, which can influence physical and cognitive development. For instance, autistic children with sensory processing difficulties may not consume enough fruits, vegetables, or proteins, leading to deficiencies in vitamins and minerals critical for growth and overall health. Moreover, the struggle with interception, or the ability to sense internal body cues, can exacerbate undernourishment. Many autistic individuals may not accurately perceive hunger or fullness, leading to irregular eating patterns. They might eat too little, not recognize their hunger, or overeat, not feeling satisfied. This irregularity can contribute to nutritional imbalances and further complicate their relationship with food. The link between autism and eating disorders. The connection between autism and eating disorders is complex and multifaceted. One significant link is the overlap in characteristics such as rigid thinking, sensory sensitivities, and a need for routine, all of which can contribute to disordered eating behaviors. Autistic individuals may develop an intense focus on food, calories, or body image, similar to people with eating disorders like anorexia or bulimia. Social and emotional challenges also play a role. Autistic people often experience social isolation and anxiety, which can lead to maladaptive coping mechanisms, including disordered eating. The pressure to fit in, especially for autistic girls and autistic women, can result in a preoccupation with body image and dieting, increasing the risk of developing eating disorders. Prevalence rates and co-occurrence of autism and eating disorders. Research indicates that eating disorders are significantly more common among people with autism than in the general population. Studies suggest that 20-30% of adults with eating disorders also have autism spectrum disorders, and 3-10% of children and young people with eating disorders are on the autism spectrum. This high rate of co-occurrence highlights the need for specialized understanding and humanized treatment approaches. Autism and anorexia nervosa. Autism and anorexia nervosa share several characteristics, including rigid thinking and a focus on routines. Autistic people with anorexia may become obsessively focused on weight and calorie control, driven by a need for control and predictability. This overlap can make traditional eating disorder treatment less effective, necessitating approaches that consider the unique cognitive and sensory needs of autistic people. Autism and bulimia nervosa. Bulimia nervosa, characterized by cycles of binge eating followed by purging, can also affect autistic people. Emotional dysregulation and sensory sensitivities are common in autism traits and can contribute to the development of bulimic behaviors. Autistic individuals may use food as a way to manage stress or sensory overload, leading to binge eating, followed by purging due to guilt or discomfort. Autism and binge eating disorder. Binge eating disorder involves consuming large quantities of food in a short period. Autistic people may develop binge eating behaviors as a response to sensory sensitivities, using food for comfort or to cope with overwhelming emotions. The lack of awareness of hunger and fullness cues can also contribute to eating patterns associated with binge eating disorder. Autism and avoidant, restrictive food intake disorder, ARFID. Avoidant, restrictive food intake disorder, ARFID, is characterized by extremely selective eating and avoidance of certain foods due to sensory issues, fear of choking, or other aversions. It is particularly prevalent among autistic individuals, who often have heightened sensory sensitivities. ARFID can lead to severe nutritional deficiencies and requires specialized treatment approaches that address both the sensory and psychological aspects. Strategies for treatment and support. Effective eating disorder treatment for autistic people requires a tailored approach that understands autistic traits and addresses the specific eating disorder symptoms. Sensory-friendly environments are crucial, as many autistic individuals experience heightened sensitivity to food textures, smells, and colors. Dietary accommodations, such as providing a variety of textures and flavors that are tolerable, can help expand their diet and improve nutritional intake. This approach is particularly important for eating disorders like anorexia nervosa, where rigid eating patterns and sensory sensitivities are prevalent. Involving family and caregivers in the treatment process is essential. Providing education about autism and the associated eating disorder symptoms can empower them to create a supportive and nurturing eating environment at home. Early intervention and a collaborative approach between healthcare providers, caregivers, family members, and educators can significantly improve outcomes. Tailoring treatment plans to address the unique challenges faced by autistic people with eating disorders is key to providing effective and compassionate care. Get support with Nurseline Community Services. Nurseline Community Services is dedicated to providing comprehensive support for autistic people with co-occurring eating disorders. Our team of experienced professionals understand the unique challenges faced by autistic people and offers tailored eating disorder treatment plans that address both the autism diagnosis and specific eating disorder symptoms. We use sensory-friendly approaches and personalized dietary accommodations to create a supportive and nurturing environment for recovery. Additionally, we emphasize the importance of family and caregiver involvement, offering education and support to empower them in creating positive eating environments at home. We understand that every person is unique, which is why we tailor our support to specific needs, ensuring consistency and continuity of care that's both comforting and effective. The rapid response we provide to even the most challenging cases always strives for outcome-based results that reflect the progress and well-being of the people we serve. To learn more about how we can support you or your loved one, contact one of our locations. FAQs: How does autism affect eating? Autism spectrum disorder, ASD, can significantly affect eating behaviors due to sensory sensitivities, rigid routines, and challenges with interception, the ability to sense internal body cues like hunger and fullness. These factors often lead to difficulties with eating behaviors, such as selective eating and food aversions, which can result in nutritional deficiencies and disordered eating patterns. What are the different eating habits associated with autism? Every person has their own unique eating habits, but some eating habits associated with autistic people include extreme selectivity about food textures, colors, and smells. Many people may only eat a limited range of foods and exhibit strong preferences or aversions to specific foods, leading to restrictive food intake. These habits can be driven by sensory processing challenges, making some foods intolerable. Why do some autistic people struggle to eat? Some autistic people may struggle to eat due to a combination of sensory sensitivities, rigid routines, and difficulties with social and emotional regulation. Sensory challenges can make certain foods unbearable, while rigid thinking patterns and a need for routine can cause distress if their preferred foods or eating environments are altered. Additionally, social anxiety and the pressure to conform can exacerbate eating difficulties, contributing to disordered eating behaviors.